It is cloudy right now in Nashville, 67 degrees. We do expect it to be mostly sunny today. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. A man who successfully argued his way off Tennessee's death row has died after a battle with liver cancer. Abu Ali Abdulrahman was convicted of murder in the 1980s, sentenced to death, and later moved to a life imprisonment sentence. As detailed by WPLN in 2021, his case drew heightened attention in part because Nashville District Attorney Glenn Funk struck a deal to undo the death sentence. That prompted a court battle with the state. The prosecutor's review of the case found what he described as prosecutorial misconduct and racial bias in the jury selection. The Nashville Banner reports Abdulrahman died Sunday at Riverbend Maximum Security Institution. Hard-right social media personalities are gaining power in the State House. A recent study from the Southern Poverty Law Center shows that these influencers have had more say in policy under the second Trump administration. WPLN's Mariana Bacquiao reports.
As the White House legitimizes these influencers, more state houses are listening to what they have to say. The SPLC report says former University of Kentucky swimmer Riley Gaines has been one of the loudest voices against transgender women in sports after she tied for fifth with a trans swimmer in 2022. Gaines has inspired laws in West Virginia, Georgia, and now in Tennessee, all of which bear her name and ban transgender athletes from using the locker room or playing on the sports team that aligns with their gender.